Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune, and you're listening to the First Thing podcast. It's a weekday podcast that touches on our top stories of the day. You can listen to this and other episodes and other podcasts done by my colleagues at mailtribune.com/podcasts. You can also subscribe using the Apple Podcasts or Stitcher app. Anyway, let's get to some news on the last day of January, 2018. A man who wreaked havoc on the grounds of a neighboring church following an East Medford bank robbery will serve a prison sentence normally reserved for homicide cases. John Eric Young, 41, was sentenced Tuesday in Jackson County Circuit Court to 24 years and 10 months in prison after admitting he stabbed two men, one of them in a church parking lot, while trying to obtain a getaway vehicle following a robbery at a Chase bank branch on November 9th. At just before 3:45 p.m. that day, Young demanded money from a teller and bank customers while armed with a sharpened screwdriver, prosecutors say. The first victim Young encountered was George Nye, who was at the teller window getting access to a safe deposit box when Young interrupted him and ultimately tried to stab him below the ribcage. After the teller handed Young a brick of cash to get him out of the bank, Young attacked Nye again, stabbing him in the arm after he refused to give up his van keys. At the neighboring First Baptist Church and Grace Christian School grounds, Young obtained a larger knife while trying to take a vehicle from groundskeepers, according to Deputy District Attorney Virginia Greer. Young then more seriously injured Richard "Tiny" Robertson, who needed 5 stitches after Young sliced him across the chest with the knife before taking his Chevrolet Suburban and fleeing in the SUV. Robertson did not attend the sentencing because he had a doctor's appointment, but he provided a letter read in court by Deputy District Attorney Michael Cohen. In it, Robertson called it a, quote, crime that should not have happened, but said he's largely recovered from his injuries. Judge Tim Barnack sentenced Young to 298 months in prison, 210 of which are mandatory under Oregon's Measure 11 sentencing law, after accepting Young's guilty pleas for first-degree robbery, third-degree robbery, failing to perform the duties of a driver to an injured person, unauthorized use of a vehicle, and driving under the influence of intoxicants. Young must serve 17 and a half years before he will be eligible for an alternative incarceration program or early release. Next up, the apparently suicidal driver who caused the Northern California freeway crash that killed a Medford father has been arrested on a charge of murder. Grace Elizabeth Ward, 28, is in the Shasta County Jail on felony counts of second-degree murder and assault with a deadly weapon in the wrong-way crash outside Redding that killed Ryan John Folsom, 29. California Highway Patrol arrested Ward at 10:50 a.m. on Tuesday. At just after 12:15 p.m. January 8th, Ward drove a 2009 Chevrolet Impala sedan at high speed northbound in the southbound lane, colliding with Folsom's 2012 Honda Accord, according to earlier CHP reports. Folsom, traveling southbound in the left freeway lane, was unable to avoid her, police say. Folsom later succumbed to his injuries at Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center in Redding. Under California law, the charge of second-degree murder applies to homicides in which a killing was intentional but not premeditated. If convicted, the charge carries a sentence of 15 years to life. Folsom, a father of two with a third on the way, was an accomplished athlete for North Medford High School and Brigham Young University. The tragedy sparked an outpouring of support that ultimately raised $304,751 for the family in 22 days on the crowdfunding site GoFundMe. And last up, a man accused of killing another at a southeast Medford apartment over the weekend has been formally charged with murder. On Tuesday afternoon, a grand jury indicted Cody James Templeton, 23, on a single felony murder charge in the death of 39-year-old Thomas Allen Peterson early Saturday morning. The grand jury deliberated on the charge for 5 minutes after hearing 45 minutes of testimony from 5 witnesses, consisting of 2 Medford police detectives, a Medford officer, and 2 civilians. The murder charge alleges that Templeton had intent to kill Peterson when, according to the Medford police, he fired the gun at Peterson's head just after 1:30 a.m. Saturday at an apartment where Peterson had been staying in the 800 block of Ellendale Drive. That's it for today. You can read full versions of these stories at our website, mailtribune.com. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a good day.